Then she asked, "O chiefs, let me hear your advice, for I make no decision without your counsel." They replied, "We are a valiant and mighty nation. You are the commander, so consider what you will command." The queen said, "When the kings invade a town, they ruin it and debase its honorable people, and thus they always do. Therefore I shall send them a present and see what reply my envoys will return with." When the envoys of the queen came to Suleiman, he said, "Do you want to provide me wealth? The wealth which Allah has given me is far more than what he has given you. You may very well keep your presence. Go back to your people. If your people do not submit, we will march against them with such an army which they shall never be able to face, and we shall drive them out of their land humbled and disgraced." Later on, when Suleiman heard the queen of Sheba was coming in submission, he asked, "O my chiefs, which of you can bring me her throne before they come to me in submission?" An audacious one from the jinn said, "I will bring it to you before you adjourn your court, and most surely I have the necessary strength, and I am trustworthy." One person who had no knowledge of the book said, "I can bring it to you in the twinkling of an eye." As soon as Suleiman saw the throne placed before him, he exclaimed, "This is by the grace of my Rabb to test me whether I am grateful or ungrateful. Anyone who is grateful, surely his gratitude is a gain for his own soul, and anyone who is ungrateful should know that surely my Rabb is self-sufficient, self-exalted." Further, he said, "Without any comment to her, set her throne in her sight. Let us see whether she recognizes it, or if she is of those who cannot recognize the truth." So when the queen arrived, she was asked, "Is your throne like this?" She replied, "It looks as if it is the same. We had come to know that Suleiman is not only a king, but also a prophet. Therefore, we have already become Muslims. Other deities whom she worshipped besides Allah had prevented her from believing, for she belonged to an unbelieving folk. Then she was asked to enter the palace. When she saw its floors, she thought that there was a pool of water, so she tucked up her skirt and uncovering her legs. Suleiman said, "This is just a glossy paving on this palace." At this she exclaimed, "Oh, my Rabb, I have indeed wronged my soul. Now I submit myself in Islam with Suleiman to Allah, the Rabb of the worlds."